This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the focus on letting some people put off mortgage payments or in some cases rent during the COVID emergency, what about the water, gas, and the electricity? Some states have worked to stop utility shutoffs, including Maryland, Kansas, Kentucky, some cities too, Atlanta, Phoenix among them. But shutoffs are still happening in many parts of the country. I spoke with Sherilyn Eiffel, president of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund.
Well, it's actually quite astonishing that we have these, you know, orders coming from the highest levels of government asking us to stay home. We have school closures across the country, which means that we have sent children back home to stay at home. And yet there has not been consistently across the country a recognition that we're sending children to homes where the water may be turned off or where electricity or other utilities may be shut off. This is a very serious public health issue. And what this now requires is governors and mayors to recognize that this should not be on the list of worries that people who are struggling financially have, along with keeping themselves safe from this pandemic. They should not worry about whether or not their children will be able to take a bath and drink water in the home.
You're clearly working this issue at the local, county, and state level. This isn't something that just needs to be done with a line in some legislation out of Washington.
We would love to have a nationwide moratorium on all utility shutoffs, but every day turnoffs are happening. The wheels of Congress, as we have seen over the last few weeks, grind slowly. And so, you know, we can't wait.
We're also talking about a much bigger issue. People were struggling before this virus ever hit.
Yeah, you know, one of the things this crisis has revealed is really the very precarious situation of so many Americans as it relates to healthcare, as it relates to their jobs, as it relates to their wages and hours. People are living hand to mouth. They're relying on their paychecks, and the need for us to stay at home and the layoffs that have happened have revealed to us the very precarious situation in which many Americans live. And we've got to, when we have a moment to breathe from this pandemic, turn our attention to dealing with those structural issues. We are uniquely ill-equipped to take on the challenge that a pandemic like this presents to a country. That's because of existing deficits that have existed. And this is an opportunity for us when we have a moment to begin to address what are the fundamental weaknesses in American society that have largely resulted from our failure to ensure that Americans are not living at the financial margin.
Sherilyn Eiffel is the president and director counsel of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. Thank you very much.
Thank you.